congregation, we welcome the Simpson family who have come to have their young baby, well, happy little toddler in a pram asleep at the moment, christened later on in the service. Just one notice, which I've just been told about, to remind us all that we're not aware that the service next Sunday will not be here. It's a circuit service, again, back at Macclesfield at 10:30. So, no service here at 10:30. Next Sunday, it's at Macclesfield, where it is a circuit service. And on that note, I welcome Ros to come and lead our worship, and also we look forward to baptising one little baby back into our congregation. Thank you.
Thank you, Judith. Good morning. We are doing a sort of bit of sort of home and away services at the moment. So we're home this week. We're away at Macclesfield next week. I think you're home the week after, but I'm somewhere else. And then everybody comes to us at the end of August. So, but that's just the way it is during holiday season. So. But it is good that we can be here together. We welcome Michael's family, Karina and Paul, and the family and friends to this special occasion as we baptise Michael. And we hold Scott in our thoughts and our prayers later. He can't be with us as he is in hospital. Scott is one of the godparents as well. So we hold him very much in our hearts during this service. At the end of the service, there will, of course, be tea and coffee, and everybody is very welcome to stay for that. If anybody wants to get up and move around, please do. Don't worry if Michael cries. We're quite happy with that. Every time I've met Michael, he's been full of smiles and a very happy baby. But please don't feel as though you have to sit very still all of the time. If you want to get up and move around, please do. There's various, and I know a young lady with you is quite grown up, but there's various books and things in the far corner if you wanted on a nice comfy settee or something. If you wanted to move around, please just feel free to do that. But if you want to stay where you are, that's fine too. So let's keep a few moments of quiet as we come before God this morning. Loving God, we know that you are here with us, that you are always with us, wherever we are. But we thank you that we can gather together this morning to offer you our worship, to baptize Michael into the family of the church. We pray, Lord, that you will be with us, open our hearts and minds to all that you would say to us. And we pray that the worship we offer will be in spirit and in truth. Accept this worship, we pray, to the glory of Jesus. Amen. And we stand to sing our first hymn this morning, Lord, the light of your love is shining. And please be seated. And now we come before God with our opening prayers. Let us pray together. Loving God, creator of the ends of the earth, source of all that is and has been and will be, giver of life, we join together to worship you. We praise you for the wonder of our world and for the vastness of the universe, for all that you have made and for the place you have given us within your creation. Loving God, we join together to worship you. We marvel at the beauty and variety of this earth, its wonderful mixture of plants and animals, trees and birds, mountains and valleys, streams and oceans, and so much else besides. Loving God, we join together to worship you. We thank you for everything that lifts our spirit, that moves us to wonder, that holds our attention, that captures our interest. Loving God, we join together to worship you. We rejoice that out of chaos you brought order, an order we can see throughout the universe, which we can depend upon, explore and understand, an order that reflects your sovereign purpose and reveals your guiding hand. Loving God, we join together to worship you. Grant us a deep, unshakable confidence that whatever life brings, whatever we face, however things seem, your will shall be done and your kingdom come, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And a prayer of confession. Loving God, we know that we are not always the people that you would have us be. We often do and say and think the things that we know we shouldn't. And we often don't do or say or think the things that we know we should. But we know, Lord, that when we come before you and we say that we are sorry, that we are genuinely sorry, you forgive us for all that we have done wrong. You cleanse us so that we can stand before you again. We claim that promise now. Amen. And a blessing of the offering. We know, Lord, that all that we have and all that we are comes from you, our generous God. We thank you for this opportunity to give gifts this morning and also via the internet. And together with those, we offer you our lives as a living sacrifice. We pray, Lord, that you will use all of these to spread your name in this place, in this vicinity, and bring glory to you. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now Judith will bring for us our reading from Scripture this morning.
The reading is John's first letter. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his only one and Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son as atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us all of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete amongst us, that we may have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Judith. And now let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, in a short while, we will baptise Michael. I can see he's edging himself nearer and nearer to the font, isn't he? Baptism means entry into the church of Christ, the church universal, and for Michael, into this particular church family here in Poynton. We become family, sisters and brothers in Christ. His baptism symbolises Michael leaving the old life behind and being born anew into the faith of the church. In our reading from 1 John, we heard about God's character. John states clearly that God is... A bit louder? God is?
Love.
God is love. And that God's children are known by the quality of God's love that is in them and is lived out through them to others. And how do we know that God is love? Well, John told us there, this is how we know. God sent God's only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us first and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This passage of Scripture is the antidote to all of us who feel that we have to earn God's love. We don't. We can't, and we don't have to, because God loves us first. During Michael's baptism, we will hear this passage of Scripture and the precious truths contained in it. It's phrased like this. We'll say, Michael, for you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered death on the cross. For you, he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you, he prays at God's right hand, all this for you, before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. These words, which are probably my favourite words of the whole of the baptismal service, are wonderful, aren't they? God's love reaches out to each one of us and every person before any of us could know anything of it. And it doesn't depend on us in any way. Love is all the work of God because God is love. And yet so many of us still have this idea that God is watching us, waiting for us to do something wrong and then eagerly going to pounce on us with condemnation. And no doubt the church itself in previous centuries has given that impression of God. In reality, nothing could be further from the truth. The truth is that God looks on each of us with an eternal, never-ending love, whether we return that love or not. Each of us is the apple of God's eye. Michael is the apple of God's eye. Today we will accept God's love for Michael on his behalf. We hope and pray that one day he will accept God's love for himself and be able to testify to that love in his life. And today we will all make promises during this service, promises to help and support Michael on his journey of faith, promises to support Karina and Paul as they nurture Michael and bring him up in the faith. And as a congregation, we will promise to so maintain the church's life of worship and service that Michael may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of Jesus. We make these promises because it is through the depth and breadth of human life, of human love, that he will come to know God's love for him. And so in this place, amongst this group of believers, this church family, or any church that he may join in the future, Michael should feel as at home and as loved and as respected as he does in his own home with his own loving family. He should feel accepted for who he is, and he should find encouragement and nurture as he grows through his life. The fellowship should always be a place where Michael feels he can be himself as a beloved child of God. Be himself and share his life, his happy times, his difficult times. There are no exceptions to those who God welcomes into the church, and no exceptions to who are welcome in this place. This is God's place, and God welcomes everyone. God sent his son to die for each one of us, that by turning to him, we can know God's love for ourselves. It's the calling of this church in Poynton in 2023 to live the life of the kingdom openly and invitingly and winsomely, so that others will come to put their faith in Christ and know the difference that he makes in our lives. So let us help and encourage each other as we seek to live out our faith, to be true to our promises, to demonstrate God's love, so that Michael and all people amongst us know themselves precious and loved of God. Amen. And now we turn to Michael's baptism. The words, you may have books if you have the pamphlets, the words are in there. Otherwise, all the words are up on the screen. And for godparents, when you come to the front, the words will be on the screen at the back, but you can bring the booklets with you if you like. Sisters and brothers, baptism is a gift of God. It declares to each of us the love and grace of God. In this sacrament, we celebrate the life of Christ laid down for us, the Holy Spirit poured out on us, and the living water offered to us. God claims and cleanses us, rescues us from sin, and raises us to new life. He plants us into the church of Christ and sustains and strengthens us with the power of the Spirit. Although we do not deserve these gifts of grace or fully understand them, God offers them to all and through Christ invites us to respond. We recall the words of the risen Christ, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached the gospel of Christ's resurrection. Those who heard the message asked what they should do. Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls. And so parents and godparents, just stand where you are.
Karina and Paul, having heard these things, how do you respond to the offer of God's grace?
I thank God and ask my child.
And now we all stand. And parents and godparents, like to come and stand round the font. This is nicely warmed. I've realised now that Scott can't see this now because we're all standing, aren't they? Does somebody want to just get the camera?
Thank you.
Okay. Scott is watching the service from hospital. He can't be with us today, and he could see from the back, but I don't think he can see now. So maybe somebody at the front can help. Scott, oh, he's put his thumb up. Well done, Scott. Gracious God, we thank you for your gifts of water and the Holy Spirit, for your sustaining, cleansing, and life-giving power. From the beginning, your grace has been made known. Your Spirit moved over the waters at creation, and you led your people to freedom through a parted sea. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus. He was baptized in the Jordan and anointed with the Holy Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection. Pour out your Holy Spirit, that the one baptized in this water may die to sin and be raised with Christ, and be born to new life in the family of your church. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So, Karina and Paul, do you turn away from evil and all that denies God?
By the grace of God, I do.
Do you turn to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, and in the Holy Spirit as helper and guide?
By the grace of God, I do.
And to everyone, do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in God the Son? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Karina and Paul, what name have you given your child?
Michael Barry Allen
Simpson. Okay. Michael Barry Allen. For you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered death on the cross. For you, he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you, he prays at God's right hand. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. Okay.
Okay.
Whoops. All right. Should get some water now. Okay. Michael Barry Allen. Oops. Do you want to come over this way a bit? Here we are. Michael Barry Allen, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By baptism, God has received you into the church. Michael Barry Allen, I sign you with the cross, the sign of Christ. If everybody would like to sit at Popham, parents and godparents, we wait here another moment. Look, this is for you, look. Carrie's our cradle road secretary. There we are, look. Oops. Oh, yeah. There we are, look.
Michael, receive this light, for you belong to Christ, the light of the world. Christ is your light and your way. May you grow and live in the faith of Christ. Amen.
And now, while we bless Michael, I think he's happy enough for me to show him to the church family. Right, you're going to come and meet your new church family? Yes? So we say together, the Lord bless you and keep you. Come and have a look over here, Michael. Look. Here's Michael. Oh, everybody wants to see you, Michael. There we are, look. Have a look up there. Yeah, we could do somebody else to help up there, couldn't we? Maybe if we train Michael up, he can come and help us up there. There we are. I think you know people here. Look. Me? And here? He is smiling. He's lovely. He's always smiling. Every time I've met him, he's been smiling. Oops. See him over here, everybody. Michael. There you go. Look. Yeah, some more of your church family here. Yeah. And here, oh, there's lots of people here, look. Here we are, look. Yeah.
Hello.
There's Scott.
Okay, that?
Oh, he's waving. Michael's waving back. There we are. Yes, what do you know where we've all come from? We'll come to worship God and to see your baptism here. I'm not sure if you saw it this side, did you? Here we are. Whoa. This is always the point where I don't want to give them back. So would you like to go back to your seats now? You can. There we are, that's lovely. Thank you. So the parents and godparents can still stand there, please.
Yes.
So Karina and Paul, I ask you now to respond to God's love and grace to your child by making these promises. Will you love this your child, committing yourselves to care for him in body, mind, and spirit? Will you therefore ensure that he is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community? Will you set before him a Christian example that through your prayers, words, and deeds, he may learn the way of Christ? And Lisa and Scott, Keith and Laura, will you help Karina and Paul to nurture their child in the Christian faith? And if we can all stand. members of the body of Christ, we rejoice that this our brother has been baptized. Will you so maintain the church's life of worship and service that he may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And please all sit. And now let us pray together. Generous God, touch us again with the fire of your Spirit and renew in us all the grace of our baptism, that we may profess the one true faith and live in love and unity with all who are baptized into Christ. Amen. And now we sing together the hymn that Karina and Paul have chosen for Michael's baptism this morning. It is Amazing Grace.
Oh,
Please be seated as we come to our prayers of intercession. So let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your gift of children, for the joy, the laughter, and the fun they bring in so many ways. We thank you for their innate zest for life, the interest, excitement, and fascination they find in so much that we adults count ordinary. We thank you for their special qualities, their trust and enthusiasm and energy and sheer hunger to learn. We lift them now to you. Gracious God, we pray for Michael, presented to you this day, and for children everywhere, so precious to us, so precious to you. Watch over them, protect them, guide them, and bless them. We lift them now to you. And hear also our prayer for those who are childless or who long to conceive another child. Reach out to them in their pain and their frustration, their disappointment, their anger. Help them not to lose hope until all hope is past. And if that time finally comes, give them the comfort that you alone can bring. We pray for disadvantaged children, those who are unloved, unwanted, undernourished. So many denied the start in life they deserve and the care they need. We lift them now to you. Loving God, in Christ you welcomed little children, demonstrating their importance to you, their special place in your heart. Prosper the work of all who care for children today, all who strive to give them a better future, a safer world in which to grow. Use them and us to make real your care for all. We lift them now to you. Open your heart, we pray, for we ask in the name of Christ. Amen. And this morning, Lord, we remember before you those who are particularly on our hearts and minds. We remember Scott in hospital and pray that he will be well enough to be out and home soon. And we thank you, Lord, for the technology that allowed him to join us for Michael's baptism today. And in the silence, Lord, we bring before you others who are on our hearts and minds that we want to bring before you, Lord. Lord, we know that you hear our prayers. We know that you are more ready to hear than we are to pray. So we know that you have heard those prayers. And those that are deep, so deep within us, we do not have words to express them. We know that you have heard, Lord, and that you will answer. So we offer you all of these prayers in the name of Christ. Amen. And we join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As the wider church family know, that we've started having our celebration Sundays when we ask people if there's anything that they're going to celebrate this month. We're doing that once a month as opposed to ad hoc throughout the month. So is there anybody at all who has anything that they are celebrating this month? Can be anything. that we can give thanks to God for. Yes, Anne? On the 19th of August, 60 years. Well done. That's definitely worth celebrating. Well done. Well done. Anybody else? Yes? On the 15th of August, 9 years. Well done. Brilliant. Anybody else? Oh, sorry, I didn't see. Christy.
She isn't here, but I know it's Julie and Tom Gibbons' 50th wedding anniversary.
So it's Judy and Tom. So we'll give them a clap and we'll remember them too. 50. So that's 50 years. Well done. Anything else? Any birthdays as well as anniversaries? We had lots, didn't we, in July? There were lots and lots, nearly all on the same day. Well, yours was one of them, wasn't it? Jean's birthday on the 29th of August. You're not telling us? No. 77. I wasn't sure if Roger maybe was worried about that one. Well, we'll sing happy birthday in a moment, Jean. Anybody else? Don't be shy. No? So that's wonderful, isn't it? Some wonderful wedding anniversaries to celebrate, to give thanks to God for. And also, Jean's birthday. So can we sing happy birthday? Right. So it's happy birthday to Jean. Do you want to stand up, Jean? No. Actually, we really need a song for anniversaries, don't we? So somebody needs to write that for us so we can do that one too.
Congratulations.
Oh, we could do congratulations. Well, we'll just see what John's saying. What are you saying no? No, not that one. Okay. We'll have to, yeah, that's a good one though. We'll have to remember that. And now it's time for us to sing together our final hymn this morning. It is Be Thou My Vision, at the end of which please remain standing for a blessing.
To me.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.